The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus,
amen.
Mystery or whodunit stories also always begin at the end and yet take the whole time to get there. For example, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express starts with a murder on a train from Istanbul to Paris. And yet it takes the whole trip for Detective Hercule Poirot to figure out who the criminal is. That sort of mystery is a mystery of a revelation of information. And once that information is revealed, the mystery is exhausted. It's no longer a mystery. That is not how the mystery is used in Ephesians chapter 3, our epistle reading for tonight. In our epistle reading, the word mystery is used four times. Paul writes in verse 4, "You can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ." The mystery of Christ means the mystery that is Christ. The mystery is not a revelation of information, but a revelation of a person. And the revelation of a person is never exhausting. The mystery of Christ was actually the plan from the beginning. Paul writes that in verse 9. He writes, "Jesus brings to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God." God planned ages ago. That means from the beginning. To draw close to humanity in his Son. In and through Jesus Christ, God and humanity would be together. And the gospel tells us that is a guarantee. Now this is made explicit in verse 6 of Ephesians chapter 3. It says, "The mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, partakers of the promises in Christ. Now, it's hard to see in the English, but fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers all have the same Greek prefix, or sum, which means together. It takes three together words to highlight how much the whole world is meant to be together in Christ. Now that phrase, in Christ, is the key to unlock the mystery. You will know the mystery only by being in Christ. Now on some level, every person, even you, is a mystery that needs to be revealed, even to yourself. There's more to know because you are always growing. You're always on the move. And this more to know is an epiphany of sorts. Now, when we apply this to Jesus, who's very God and very man, the mystery is an eternal revealing, an eternal epiphany. There will always be more to learn of Jesus and his ways. The mystery will never be exhausted. Now, the forever learning of who God is in Christ is actually an exciting endeavor, a story that you want to read and know more of. G.K. Chesterton, the author of the Father Brown Mysteries, wrote that the fundamental principle of any mystery story is light. The entire story is told for the moment when the reader understands. Anything that's kept in the shadows is just a preliminary moment that is meant, and I quote, to bring out the brightness of that instant of intelligibility. Now we see that in Matthew chapter 2, where the brightness of the instant of intelligibility shines forth from the Christ child. Everyone is brought together in Christ in Matthew chapter 2. The people of Israel are brought in the persons of Mary and Joseph are brought near Jesus. And the Gentile people in the wise men are brought close to the Christ child. They all come together in Christ. But the mystery is not exhausted. The mystery of Christ doesn't simply stop when bringing the people of the world together in Jew and Gentile. In fact, tonight, Epiphany reveals that all things will be brought together in Christ. In verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 3, God will use Christ to reunite the universe, the heavenly places. Epiphany is when we find out that our sin-fractured world is made right through Christ, his cross, and the Holy Spirit. Epiphany reveals that the mystery is that everyone is in and no one is out. But this brings us to what I consider the biggest mystery. God reveals to the universe that everyone is in and no one is out through the church. And frankly, that is the biggest mystery because of our sins. And we're honest with ourselves. We recognize that our sin has fractured ourselves, has fractured us from each other, has fractured us from God. In fact, our sins have fractured the universe. With such guilt, we ask ourselves, why would God welcome us back and then choose to use us to reveal something about him? But that is the point. God's grace is a mystery that's never exhausted. None of us deserve to be in God's family, but yet God's grace is poured out on us in holy baptism, and so we are part of God's family. The fact that you and I are in reveals how much God wants everyone back. But of course, if we take a look around, we'll notice that not everyone is back. This is where the mystery is not exhausted. Until the day that everyone is back home around the Christ child, the church is never done welcoming others to him. Now remember, the church's life is in Christ. We don't live in ourselves. In Christ is the key to the mystery. That means all of us here, part of Mother Church, no longer lives on her own. But we live in Christ. We are alive through the Holy Spirit in him. This is why we can rejoice that Christ's light shines in the church. Not because of us, by virtue of our union with him, that he established in holy baptism, that he sustains in hearing his word and nourishes by receiving his holy body and most precious blood. With his light shining in the church, people will have something to follow, so that when they arrive here, they won't focus on us, but on the Christ child. And when they do show up at the church's door, let us be like Mary and Joseph, who welcomed the wise men. Like the wise men, a visitor tonight or any time could have made a long journey here. They might, in fact, not know everything about Jesus, or they could even have tried to find him in other places. But none of that matters to us. For when a visitor shows up, when any of us shows up, we must embrace the mystery of Epiphany that everyone is in and no one is out, that everyone belongs here around the Christ child. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.